Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Lighters up!
Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, woo! Yeah.
That was better.
Man, wait until we're doing that.
We just got cheered.
And we're getting cheered. We're going to be doing that on Press Row every single day at 5:30.
Watch how they look at us.
They are going to want us dead.
I don't care.
We're going to get kicked out.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
Well, in my experience, no one's really there by the end anyway. It's mostly
At Press Row.
By the time we get to 5:30, it's all the late shows that's coming on.
No, I never forget. I was in when we were in Arizona. I was the only person there standing up doing the Eagles chant in the middle of Radio Row because everyone else went home besides me.
You know, my two experiences, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
It's all right.
But the only two experiences I had at Radio Row were as a program director for WIP and then once for WFAN. Mm-hmm. So when I was there, I couldn't be unruly and disruptive. But I want to be unruly and disruptive at Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
God, it's such a problem when you get like that.
Yeah, so. I know.
Yeah.
I will admit.
Yeah.
It's a good experience, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's pretty much fun. Hell, we found a way to have fun in the mall.
I remember that.
For a whole week.
I remember that. It was the coldest I've ever been.
Unbelievable. By the way, the game officially 3 o'clock on Sunday.
I thought it was official yesterday.
Well, I don't know. I just saw a tweet from the Eagles.
All right.
I like the 3 o'clock start. It's weird.
Yeah, but it's not too late, right?
Yeah.
It's
not 4:30, not 8 o'clock.
So you don't have to wait around too long.
Right. Gives you enough time to get up Sunday morning, get yourself situated.
Yep.
And then you got time to get ready for that 3 o'clock game.
Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Better 26. Chase Utley or Saquon Barkley? Saquon wins. Unbelievable.
Sickening.
Saquon wins with 70% of the vote, 30% going to Chase Utley, an all-time favorite Philly. Saquon overtakes him in just one season and two playoff games.
Unbelievable. Both are Hall of Famers, too. Yeah, that's a shame.
I tell you, this kid keeps it up. He'll have a case in a couple years. Give him 3 more years.
Yeah, how many? He probably needs 3.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Dan in Bethlehem, you're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, great victory. Good win. I just wanted to say, there was 2 good teams out there, right? Those Rams were no fraud. I mean, everybody was saying that they're a warm weather team and that they beat a Minnesota team that wasn't that good. I mean, their D-line was coming after them all day long. Jalen got too many sacks, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's been an issue for him this year. He's like 30th in sack rate as far as quarterbacks go in the NFL. And it's hard to go through and find Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks who get sacked a ton,
right. You
know. And, you know, Stafford, not a perfect quarterback, but again, like, avoids sacks generally. And Jalen, for as mobile as he is, he just holds the ball too long, you know. And it's, you know, when the offensive line gets beat and there's a guy in his face, there's not much he can do. I think one of the 2 that got us out of field goal range, first was in his face in like a second and a half, and there's not much he can do there. But there are situations, and too many of them, where he's taking a sack where he shouldn't. So I agree with you on that.
I didn't want to make it about him because, you know, I really wasn't going there to pick on him because, let's face it, every time when he takes a sack, we don't know. It could have been a turnover. He didn't turn the ball over. And in a game like yesterday, that definitely was a positive. But that verse, man, that guy's no joke. Number eight on the Rams.
Yeah.
And that hit on Jalen, I almost feel like that was payback for when Barkley was teasing him. Wasn't that who was chasing Barkley when he went in for that touchdown?
Yes.
Yep.
And I feel like it definitely should have been a penalty. But, thank God for the defense. I mean, that Carter, what a man-child. What a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, if that guy wants to get from point A to point B, who can stop him?
I'm telling you, the most impressive thing with him, obviously, his production is great. The dude doesn't come off the field.
And hasn't in months.
He damn near plays every snap on defense, which is incredible for a defensive tackle.
And to still have that much juice at the end of the game in those conditions where footing, what I've heard that footing for a defensive lineman is tough in that situation, to just obliterate the guy trying to block him
turned into a real leader. I mean, I think he's really matured, not just his stamina, but he's really matured. Yeah, I know he had those incidents early games back where, penalties or could have got penalties or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, man, you see him in the press conferences after the game. I mean, he's really matured. I think he's doing a good job. And real quick, because I know you guys probably got to get to other people, nicknames for Zach Bond, I like Zahn and I like Bontastic.
Bontastic.
Fantastic.
What about the
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
What about the Bonnie Man?
How about Zach?
Bonnie Man. What, like Bonnie Towels?
Well, isn't like the Bronny is it
the Bronny Man.
Yeah, that's the paper towel brand?
Yeah.
Never a doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hating this exercise already.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. We're gonna stick with Teflon Bond.
I'm no nick. Like the nickname.
I hate this already.
Stuff,
yes.
I hate all.
Because nicknames are always bad. It always goes
unless
back to
they
the
just
fans.
Happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have one for Saquon. 2K Say.
Yeah. Saquon's
good. 2K Say is in there. 2000 Saquon.
Yeah, but no one's gonna call him that. You know what I mean? Like it would be a good T-shirt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Good.
Well,
thing
none
to
of
say.
These nicknames stick outside of here.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just. These are our nicknames for these guys.
Quinyanimo Bay.
Yeah. That was forced too.
That was forced.
Yes. It was forced.
But it stuck.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin? Feller.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing? It's Victory Monday.
Justin.
Boys, let me tell you. When I'm telling you. I got nervous yesterday evening at the end of that dadgum game. I was having flashbacks of the Atlanta game and the Washington game. I'm telling you, my ass was tighter than a banjo string. I was so tight. I'm here to tell you right now.
I knew something was coming. I knew it.
Why not a guitar string?
That's tight right there, boys. But when Jalen Carter blew through that line and got that sack, and then he forced the quick throw again, guys, I'm telling you right now, that kid is phenomenal. And I've heard, I think it was, on the morning show, the old coach, my God, his name escapes me.
Dick Vermeil.
Coach Vermeil.
Vermeil, yeah, he compared him to Reggie White. He said, I've not seen a defensive lineman that size be able to move like that since Reggie White. And that's high praise coming from Vermeil, man. I mean.
Yes, sir.
This kid is going to be something else if he stays on the trajectory that he's on. And Spike, I got a crow to pick with you. I'm sorry. But you took my point right after Donovan came on, talking about, like, the comparison of Jaden Daniels to later Michael Vick. Like, he can throw it, like, when he throws it, it's like a flick of a wrist. Like, Michael Vick, I've never seen anybody throw a football the way he does. Like, it's like he's throwing it 90 miles an hour and he's just flicking his wrist. And Daniels reminds me so much of him. So one thing I want to ask, Ike, what did you all do in that 05 NFC Championship game when y'all played the Falcons? Like, did Coach Johnson just tell y'all, hey, guys, anytime you get a shot on this kid, take it? or what was the defense? Because that's what they need to do to him, I think, Sunday. Like, just beat this kid to a pulp, make him like it, eating so much. I mean,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this kid is more advanced than the Vic we saw in the title game in 04, 05. Because the book we had on Mike as a left-handed quarterback was that we wanted to rush him, pressure him off his left side and force him to roll out to his right. Because if you forced him to roll out to his right, he was just going to tuck it and run. He rarely threw the ball going to his right, and he was always uncomfortable doing it. So we used to load up on that side and pressure him there and make him go the other way. Now, because he was more or less a one-read type of quarterback back then, and then he was just going to use his athleticism. So, and we called him, we got him in a game where the weather wasn't great. It was cold as hell, right? I mean, you think you think yesterday was bad. That's nothing compared to what that NFC Championship game was when we played the Falcons. Because not only did we have 2 feet of snow in 04, it had to be 10 degrees outside. It was much colder.
I remember that game. I mean, like, watching it on TV, I remember you could see people's breath.
Did somebody's fingers freeze off?
There was a fog coming off the ground or something. And number two thing I want to get to, I don't know who's in the players' lounge with you tonight. I may have missed that. But if it's Dickerson or Mylott or somebody like that, could you please relay a message to them boys for me? Whenever they get a chance and they see that, who's that linebacker, Frankie Louvo, the one that's taking cheap shots on these QBs? Whenever they get a chance, take him out, because we don't need him taking shots on QB1, y'all. I mean, if you see him coming through, wire his ass out, you know? I mean, I don't know how hard it's going to be, but they need to keep their head on swivel for that cat, because that shot he put on Golf the other night, boys, that was rough.
I got to admit, he's out there looking to hurt people.
He's a good.
And I don't mean it in a dirty way. I mean, he's out there looking to, like, he wants to inflict pain.
We would love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frankie Louvon. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's Mylott or Dickerson, like I said, I didn't hear who's going to be on that. Tell him, say, hey, boys, keep your head on the swivel. Look for this cat. Get a chance. Wire his face out. But anyway, I'm going to get out there and let you go. Heck of a show. We won again. Just, hey, it's a surviving advance, like you said in your tweet last night. I'm going to get out there and let you go. I love you.
All right,
Justin.
Love you, Justin. We'll get back to your calls right after Jack tells you about, like, you know, you got to get dinner ready for your family, and you don't have time to shop. How do you do it, Jack?
Well, especially with a growing family like myself.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's always hard to have a nice sit-down meal. That's where HelloFresh comes in. You can get meals put together in as little as 15 minutes. Quick and easy options every week, so you can find the perfect recipe for your homemade meal. Tons of delicious recipes every week, like the crispy Parmesan urban crusted salmon or zesty ginger chicken and rice bowls. All you need to whip up a nutritious homemade meal is pre-portioned and delivered right to your door. HelloFresh, homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com. That's good sounds made there.
You like that?
Yeah. Walker.
Sounded tasty.
Walker just figured out how to say, so now when he eats anything, he goes, it makes you feel good, you know, when he cooks.
Like he did something good. Like
yeah,
he
exactly
made
right.
Good.
He's a very positive kid.
Yeah. Aaron and Mount Airy.
Like you.
Yeah.
I don't know who he gets it from, but yeah.
Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, eh?
What's up, fellas? Listen, man.
What up, eh?
How can I put it? This has been the best season in probably what? Because this is the best season in 2022. This has been let's put 2017 aside because we won the Super Bowl. This is the best season I've experienced since 2004. All because of Saquon Barkley. And, of course, he's the best number 26 ever played in the city. Because he's the best player. He's the best player on the 53-man roster. Chase Utley was not even the best position player on his own team.
Yes,
we all know Chase
Utley.
Let's be real. Brian Howard and Jimmy Rollins were more important than Chase Utley to that team.
He was
Chase Utley, he may have been the heart, I guess. But we know who the best player on that team was.
Okay.
Aside from that.
I'm glad we got past that.
Please get to the Eagles.
The fact that the NFL allowed Jalen Carter to slide to us, and he has ascended to probably being the best defensive tackle. Who made, besides Chris Jones, the second best defensive tackle in the NFL is astounding, because he has the ability to wreck games. And I am a defensive fan. I love watching defense dominate. I just love it. Like the points, I wouldn't say a quarterback do good, but I like to see a defense dominate. And what Jalen Carter has been doing has been making me smile and making me proud to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan. We haven't seen it since Fletcher Cox in his prime, since Jerome Brown. I love Jalen Carter. Love him to death. And we're going to, and I've been telling my homies that my whole life, the Washington has been horrible. They're not giving me a reason to hate them. But now they give me a reason to hate him.
Yep.
I hate Jalen Daniels. He's always smiling. I want someone to smack that smile off his face. I was watching that game against the Lions, and every time he scored, they put the camera on because they know he's going to smile. I'm like, bro, I hate you. I don't even know you, but I hate you.
It is good to have the good Washington hate back.
Oh, man. I've never experienced it.
I know. It's very weird. I could hate Jason Campbell, you know, Rex Grossman.
No, Jason Campbell, Patrick Ramsey, even no reason to hate them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just horrible quarterbacks. But, like, because, like, the Giants, like, I know we hate the Cowboys, but I hate the Giants more than anything in life. I hate the Giants. But Commanders, they're overtaking that because I can see them becoming the good team.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Dan Quinn's backwards hat's going to annoy me all week.
No, and
I hate the backwards hat.
And the backward hat really
bothers me. Wentz wore the backwards hat.
No, but dude, Dan Quinn, I don't know, what is he doing? You're like 50.
And he's the head coach. The head coach usually doesn't. The head coach doesn't usually wear backwards hats.
Yeah, he's a clown. He's on clown watch.
The first game I watched, it was like probably like the first game that we played him, I don't watch the man's games. The first time we played them, I see Dan. I'm like, he still has the backwards hat. Yeah, I don't like him.
Hey, grow up.
Come on, bro. You the head coach.
You're not relating to your players by having your hat backwards.
Although our head coach was wearing T-shirts.
Yeah, but at least he's
beat the other team.
Boo-like T-shirts.
Yeah.
Eagles jersey from China.
But
not even a pro shop jersey.
No. This quick jersey was fake. It was.
But at least I Grease was the adult in the room because the week that he wore the Beat Dallas shirt, I Grease didn't like that. I Grease is always the adult in the room. He liked the Beat Dallas shirt.
Like, yeah,
well, we're a big act like you've been there before show.
But Nick Sirianni, he learned from that, and he didn't repeat that. At least he doesn't repeat the same mistake.
That's true. You're right. Haven't seen it since.
He learned from it. So I'm just excited because I know where this headed. Eagles Chiefs Part 2. Mm. And we're not going to get jipped by the referees this time. We're not.
Or the sod father.
Or the sod father.
Well, because, the game is indoors this year with no retractable roof.
He can't kill us this time.
All right,
Aaron.
I think it's Eagles-Bills.
That's what it feels
really
like
do.
To me.
Wow, I feel very sorry for anyone who is going to have to, keep an eye on the unruly fans. An Eagles fan and Buffalo fan Super Bowl. You put your tables away.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. Yeah, because Kansas City is going there with the, we've been here before, we're coming to three-peat, so they're not going to be as excited. Buffalo?
Oh, my God. Especially if they beat the Chiefs.
They beat the Chiefs,
Kansas City.
Yeah, Buffalo. Buffalo may head to New Orleans immediately.
Yeah, but you know what?
And their fans.
That's going to be a good letdown after they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. They're going to have a nice letdown heading into the Super Bowl.
Against us?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this about these Commander fans. It is nice to have a new group of fans to have banter with.
And oh, yeah.
They're fun on the air,
I mean,
too.
The Cowboys are basically
losers.
I mean, they're hanging on by thread. Cowboy Jim came in earlier. He doesn't even – I don't even know why he came in.
Brought us a bunch of candy and alcohol and left.
And Giants fans – come on, Giants fans. Yeah. They're just pathetic.
Very sad.
These Commander fans, now they're new to the party because they haven't had success. At least the Cowboys lived off their past success, and they were delusional. The Commander fans have just been – beaten down, downtrodden, no hope.
They have three decades of pent-up energy.
And so seeing them come out and talk trash, I don't even know how to respond to Commander fans. Remember, we used to laugh at them.
I know. Because who's the one caller?
Damien.
Ah,
yeah.
Can't wait for his
call. Yeah, the Commander fan.
I need him. I need Ralph and Yonkers.
Oh, yep. Ralph and Yonkers, yeah.
Because they're so chesty.
We had these Commander fans that when they had Sam Howe, they thought they had somebody.
Yep.
Like, so they were excited.
Imagine now that they actually have somebody.
Yes. Commander fans, man.
Rob and Philly. Rob and Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yo, Rob.
Yo,
go Birds.
Yeah.
Cause.
Yo, get him.
Oh, I was at the game yesterday. Took my 10-year-old grandson to his first Eagles playoff game. And what a game.
That's pretty cool.
Did you teach him how to boo?
Well, we were up the nosebleeder, so he learned a few things.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. So, hey, I have a question, a comment, and a prediction. So my question is, and I know how the play turned out, so that's not my question. That punt that landed, like, on the 4-yard line, we took the safety. Was that a good play by the Eagles to not catch that and just let it bounce?
I know what you're saying. It's difficult. I don't know what Cooper's vision was on that. You certainly had the snow still coming down. And I'd much rather him let the ball bounce and let it see if it'll bounce in the end zone and maybe you get out on the 20 versus he did muff one earlier and was lucky to fall on it. So I'm not going to act as if it was an easy decision to make. But the ball did bounce in bounds. And you're thinking to yourself, man, you could have probably saved us about 4 yards there.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a good play. No, it didn't turn out good. So, now, my comment is, you know, Jake Elliott and Jalen Hurts, if anyone else calls in today complaining, can you just hang up on them? I mean,
Jake Elliott and Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, everybody's complaining about them after we're winning football games. We got to stick with Jake Elliott. And Jalen Hurts does nothing but just win.
Oh, you're so right.
Well, it is true.
Yeah, that's all he does.
He wins a lot.
Yeah, the Eagles win a lot.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's a good suggestion, Rob. And in fact, thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah, yes, they do.
I feel like if any host says anything negative about either of those guys, we got to get rid of them.
Get rid of that guy.
Yeah, get rid of that guy. Shortest running bit in WIP afternoon show history. Yeah. Lasted one day.
Yeah, I don't...
I think it was two.
Yeah.
Remember,
I don't think Jack was into it.
Well, no.
Saw Ben yesterday, too.
Oh, how was he?
Ben was great, man. Ben Levinston.
Yeah. Former afternoon show producer.
Yep. Got this show off to the right foot. Jack came in, had it easy for him.
Yep. Riding his coattails.
Yep. Ben was there. Hugged me at least 4 times.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Sure. He
riled up.
Happy to see me. No, he wasn't riled up. Slow down there, Spike.
Take commando.
So, get rid of the guy. We got rid of it because the very first day, John's get rid of that guy was, I'll tell you, was so inappropriate. I walked into him. I was like, "Bro, what are you doing?" And we couldn't do it again.
Yeah, I don't even remember who it was.
It was.
We'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, it was very funny. But I was like, "Well, I guess we can't do that anymore." No. It actually made me laugh. I was sad that the bit was gone because I love to get rid of that guy drop.
But we kept the drop, though.
The drop's still there.
Yeah, we kept the drop.
Even though OJ is no longer here.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Everyone needs to relax about Jalen's injury. All he needs to do is rest on Monday and Tuesday and play in the Olympics on Thursday and Friday, and he'll be just fine. The Sixers.
Very funny.
I'm not even commenting.
No comment on any Sixers-related thing.
I'm not even commenting.
Yeah. We're going to have, unfortunately, when the Eagles season eventually does end, We'll have to talk about the Sixers.
Awesome.
Begging the Eagles to win the Super Bowl so we do not have time to talk about as many weeks as possible.
So are the Sixers.
Can the Eagles play until April? Maybe?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
What's next?
Ike had a break in the back of his pants? Did anyone snap a pic? Ike's underwear pulled over his sweater.
Oh, my God. So good. What's that?
Yeah. I'm not going to touch that one.
All right. Let it go. What's next?
Sarcastic Spike. Yeah, Jalen should have a whole wing at the Hall of Fame dedicated to checking out a play.
I know where this
Serious
is
Spike. Daryl Morey is a Hall of Famer for the innovation of everyone watching James Harden dribble for 22 seconds and then shooting a three. Alex in Lancaster.
Caller makes a point.
Facts are facts. Nothing I can do about it. Just spitting facts here as I do. What's next?
Man, every time they go to him, you could just see the hunger, the focus, and hoo boy, those quads and thighs. My goodness! Yoshi rewatching Ike on Eagles postgame live on his DVR.
He really was worked
he
up.
He was all in there, yeah, man.
He was a little too into it, I think. Little too into the outfit.
Made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you look great, but...
Holy cow,
Yoshi. Come on, guys.
Take it down a notch.
Yeah. What's next?
Hey, Nick, all season long, but especially yesterday, you smelled terrific. Is that cologne or just your natural scent? Ruben Frank at the presser.
I didn't hear Ruben's question because the...
Didn't it drop out or something?
Yeah, he normally has... You know what? Let Ruben go. Yeah. Ruben does a good job. I mean, he does.
Yeah.
And look... If he's got to get a quote from a story, somebody else will ask how Jalen Hurts' knee is, and Nick won't answer anyway. So what difference does it make? What's next?
I don't understand how some of these callers are never ready when the show goes to them. I could barely hear Kenny from the Dirty 30 over all those paparazzi cameras snapping. Mike in Havertown.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
Dude.
That was a funny call. Yeah.
Kenny going. Everywhere I go, people want to know from me how the Eagles are going to do. Was an all-time moment.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, humble brag?
Yeah, seriously.
Me and Jack's radar went off simultaneously.
Dude, y'all pounced on that.
So okay, Kenny, I'm sure. Yeah, all the time, wherever you go. What do you think, Kenny? Oh, please. Please, tell me what you think about the Eagles. He's the best.
He is, truly. All right, we will be back with you tomorrow.
Go Irish.
WIP Afternoon Show. Remember, we're all going commando for the rest of the week.
Take commando.
As we play the commander, so no underwear, in case you don't know what that means. That's starting tomorrow. The Brandon Graham Show is coming up live from Chickies and Pete's here at 6. You can watch it on YouTube, listen on the radio, listen on the free Odyssey app, and then the Players Lounge with one Ike Reese, one Hugh Douglas, and one Elliot Shore Parks. One Elliot Shore Parks. That is happening at 7 here at Chickies. We will talk to you tomorrow. Well, I'll talk to you in like 5 minutes, but we'll talk to you tomorrow as a show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Great news. You've been driving past Colonial Hyundai. You'd be like, oh, what are they working on there? What are they working on? It looks like they're building something. Well, they rebuilt the entire dealership, and it's done now, and it is beautiful. John Ashdale, Karzar, team at Colonial are waiting for you to not only get you in a brand-new Hyundai, not only get you there, you know, faster, easier, and better than ever, but in a beautiful new space. It's going to make buying, leasing, servicing your vehicle the best, better than it's ever been. And it was already really, really good. Right now, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial Hyundai. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone. Consistently recognized for that. How about $6,500 guaranteed? I don't care what condition it's in. You could push the car up there. They're going to give you at least $6,500. They have over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock, from Konas to Palisades and Santa Fe's and Tucson's. And for a limited time, you can drive home in a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, get this, comes with 3-year complimentary maintenance package and America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain, along with Hyundai Assurance. You can see what they have on the lot right now and anytime at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.